News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Government is taking steps to bolster the regulation of the gasoline distribution industry in the wake of recent events which saw contaminated fuel being sold to consumers. Energy Minister Philip Polwell says there'll be greater insistence on proper record keeping and regular audits for players involved in the trade.
As it now is, the law mandates some elements of the trade to be involved in data collection and auditing. Going forward, we are going to require that every single person who comes in contact with this trade will be required to keep proper accounting information that will be subject to auditing so that we can trace the product from importation or from delivery at the loading rack.
The government will be insisting on the use of tracking devices to verify the chain of custody of petroleum products. There will also be greater inspections of service stations. Steps are also being taken to increase the fines and prison terms for offences related to the importation of fuel. Some 100 young persons and women are to receive approximately $16.5 million in grant assistance under the 2015-2016 National Irish Potato Expansion Programme. The funding will go towards the provision of planting material, fertilizer, and crop care assistance.
Each beneficiary, however, is expected to cover the cost of land preparation and labor.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellyer says 40 hectares of land will also be provided to the beneficiaries. The allocation will be provided by the ministry and several stakeholder partners, including the Canada-based Promotion of Regional Opportunities for Produce through Enterprise and Linkages Propel project. The 2015-2016 National Irish Potato Expansion Programme, funded at a cost of approximately $911 million, targets the cultivation of 1,200 hectares of the crop to meet local demand. The University Hospital of the West Indies, UHWI, is to undertake approximately $1.5 billion in capital development projects over the medium to long term. Acting Chief Executive Officer at the hospital, Kevin Allen, says $125 million has been earmarked for the introduction of several new facilities and pieces of equipment.
$125 million has already been identified and set aside for the following projects: rehabilitation of the nuclear medicine department, purchase a boiler to build an adolescent psychiatric ward, the completion of a physiotherapy building, and to purchase a plane X-ray machine.
In the short term, $276.24 million will be spent on emergency undertakings, including the procurement of small medical equipment for the emergency medicine division, wards, and other health service units. And General Manager of the Jamaica Stock Exchange, JSE, Marlene Street Forrest, is encouraging more local companies to list on the stock market. She says registering on the Jamaica Stock Exchange can generate several benefits for operators of small and medium-sized businesses, in addition to raising capital to grow their operations.
What we have found is that whilst a company comes to market and is in good and regular standing, when they go to the bank for loan financing, the bank is very receptive to them and they can negotiate their rates down in the daily advertisement of their companies. They are attractive to outsiders who want to do business with them.
Mrs. Street Forrest was speaking in an interview with GIS News. A Bloomberg News report recently listed Jamaica's stock exchange as the top-performing stock market in the world for 2015. The local exchange surged more than 80% to the top spot, ahead of several developed economies across the globe. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.